You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
What's up for details?
It was an awkward moment for the President and his outgoing Secretary of Defense. Secretary Chuck Hagel was given a formal military farewell yesterday as President Obama publicly praised him for his work. But privately, the two were at odds and Obama wanted him gone. In saying farewell to those he commanded, Hagel stated he cherished his time not just as Pentagon chief, but his experience in uniform.
I am most proud of having once been a soldier.
Hagel's successor, Ashton Carter, still needs to be confirmed by the Senate. Law enforcement officials want NFL fans to help watch for threats during the Super Bowl. Correspondent Mark Myers reports.
If you see something, say something. That's the message public safety officials are telling the many thousands of fans who have come to town this week for the big game. The Department of Homeland Security, FEMA, and TSA are among the nearly two dozen federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies that have teamed together to ensure a safe and secure Super Bowl 49. All fans entering University of Phoenix Stadium on Sunday will pass through X-ray machines and then be subject to pat-down searches. Mark Myers, Phoenix.
And on this date in 1995, the San Francisco 49ers became the first team to win five Super Bowl titles when they beat the San Diego Chargers 49-26 in Super Bowl 29. You're listening to USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they'll live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their own terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within your reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
On today's program, I'll be talking about Snowmageddon Apocalypse 2015, the best fundraiser a church has ever held, three ways to get publicity for your small business, how to stay calm during a job interview, why so many business owners are turning to online business loans, and the only thing you need to know about content marketing strategy. All that and more right now on Taking Care of Business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It's a little after noon o'clock on a Thursday. That can only mean one thing. It's time for another edition of Taking Care of Business. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you, and a very happy Jim Gannot. Very, very. This is just going to be a great day. I'm feeling it and loving it. So the weather, before we get going, shows that the temperature currently 27 degrees is at 12:05. Today it's partly cloudy with a high of 32 degrees and a low around 28. Chance of snow this evening. Tomorrow will be mostly cloudy with flurries and a high of 36 degrees, a bone-chilling 8 degrees for the low. Got in my truck this morning. It was only 4 degrees on the way out here. For Saturday, it'll be sunny all day with a high of 24 degrees and a low of 12. And on Super Bowl Sunday, it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 31 degrees and a low of 16. Well, once again, as I mentioned, my name is Jim Gannot. The show is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey. and on the national scene as well. A current check of the financial market shows the Dow is up 65.81 to 17,259.13. NASDAQ is down 5.09 to 4,632.87. S&P 500 up 105 to 2,003.21. Oil down 55 cents to $43.90 per barrel. And gold is down $26.10 to be at $1,261.10. Oh, looks like we have some breaking news. An update on Snowmageddon 2015. There isn't one. That's all at this time. What a bust. I have never seen so much hype over a snowstorm. And I just don't understand how we can have Doppler 2000, 3000, 4000, 10000, Vector 4000, and not one of these simple devices, these radar devices, can predict whether or not it's going to snow in New Jersey by 5 inches, 10 inches, or whatever the case may be. Other than the fact, I remember there was one time when I live in Bridgewater and the Bridgewater Raritan school system closed the day before a snowstorm. And we woke up the next day, and there was nothing on the ground. I think more snow had melted than had actually shown up. But this one, I mean, go get your bread, get your eggs, get your milk, you know, call grandma, make sure she's okay, and then absolutely nothing. And, you know, of course, the meteorologists, they want to say, well, if it takes this track, if it takes that track, I was like, all geared up, I'm ready to go, gas in the snow thrower, I'm going to take care of my two neighbors that I always do. And nothing. I get about 3 or 4 inches in the driveway, and I look at my neighbors and I'm like, you're on your own. I'm done with this. So, again, what hype, what a bust. I was in work. You know, the travel ban was lifted. State of emergency was lifted. I was back at work by 11 o'clock in the morning on Wednesday. And just, I have never seen anything. It's almost to the point where we're creating a very bad Chicken Little scenario, where one day they're going to do all this and everybody's going to say, yeah, right, you know, just like before, nothing will happen. And then all of a sudden we're going to get blasted and people are going to be stuck on the roads like happened a few years ago when people were stuck on Route 78 for 7 or 8 hours. So, you know, it's just, I just couldn't believe it. Well, we do have some good news. We'll see if this is it. But in November, I had reported that it looked as if Budweiser was making a critical error.
Here comes the king, here comes the big number one. Budweiser beer, the king is second to none.
You may remember back in November, I had reported that Budweiser had announced that their new director of marketing and strategy had said that they were not going to bring back the Clydesdales for Christmas, and they weren't going to bring them back, especially for the Super Bowl, that they wanted to appeal to a much hipper audience. And this week, in advance of the Super Bowl, they have released the third in a trilogy of commercials for the Super Bowl. The Clydesdales are back. The young little puppy is back. And this is one of the most awesome commercials you will ever see. You can probably find it on YouTube. Just look for Budweiser Clydesdales 2015, and it's good to have the Clydesdales back. So here comes the king. Looking forward to that. And then again today, I received notice that I am once again on the USA Today ad meter panel. So my job during the Super Bowl is to watch the commercials. I was going to watch the gentleman who handles the footballs for the New England Patriots, but instead I have a much more important job this year. I will be watching the commercials, and then we have to rate them on a scale of 1 to 10, and then on Monday you'll see how the commercials scored. And there's I think there's about 5,000 people that do this for USA Today, so I'm glad to be a part of it. And you know, you can look at it and say, big deal, you know, you're just watching commercials. But, you know, there's a lot of science that goes into this. $4.5 million this year for a 30-second spot on a Super Bowl ad. And so I do take my responsibility very seriously on the USA Today Ad Meter panel. And I'll let you know next week what I voted for. Keep track of your votes. And then don't forget to email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com and let me know which are, say, the top three commercials that you liked on the Super Bowl broadcast. I was in church last week, and I went to Holy Trinity Church in Bradley Gardens in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Now, every week, there's always announcements after Mass, and it could be there's a free blood pressure screening, or it's time to enroll your children in religious education or something. And every now and then, there'll be a fundraiser. What is the fundraiser that this church is going to do? And every church has to do it. They're not making enough money with your weekly contributions, so they come up with something else. Now, some churches do pancake breakfasts, and this church is no exception. I think their pancake breakfast is next week. And this church is also unique because I believe the population when it first opened was a strong Polish population. So they sell a pastry, I believe it's a pastry, called a kolacz, and it comes in different flavors, different fruit fillings, and so every spring there'll be a kolacz sale. They've done the frozen pizzas from Delucia's Pizza in Raritan, a great pizza. If you ever get a chance to go to Delucia's, by all means, if you like thin crust, brick oven, this is the best. So we've bought our frozen pizzas. We've bought our kolacz. We've gone to the pasta dinners. We've gone to the pancake breakfast. And, you know, you do this because you want to support the church. Last week, you know, I'm listening to the announcements. I'm kind of like half listening. You know, it's the same stuff every week. And so this time, a woman gets up to read the announcements, and she goes, "This year we have a new fundraiser." And so we're, and so I kind of looked up and said, "Well, what are we selling this time?" And she goes, "So now we need to put your orders in early for Krispy Kreme donuts." And boy, did my ears perk up, you know. I looked like a dog that you just called for dinner. You know, the head popped up and the ears were looking and all that stuff. I thought, Krispy Kreme. I gave a thumbs up to my wife and she put my thumb right back down. And but I said, this is a great fundraiser for a church because as far as I know, I haven't heard one person who said they don't like Krispy Kreme donuts. So I'm thinking this is going to be a pretty successful fundraiser for Holy Trinity Church in Bridgewater with their Krispy Kreme donuts. And that noise you hear, it'll be somewhere around like 7 o'clock at night, probably on a Tuesday when we pick all these donuts up. That beep, 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 that's my truck backing up because we're going to back that right up to the directory and get us some Krispy Kreme donuts. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, three ways to get publicity for your small business. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is psychic medium Trish Woods with the program Afterlife Real Life that airs every Thursday from 1 to 3 p.m. My co-host is psychic medium Jane Davidson from the United Kingdom. We have listeners and callers from all over the world. We're looking forward to hearing what you want to know about with metaphysics, spirituality, personal spirit experiences, psychic work, and more. From 1 to 3 p.m. every Thursday, you can call in or tune in, asking Jane and I your questions, your personal ideas, and maybe getting help with your own personal life. Afterlife Real Life, every Thursday, 1 to 3 p.m.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com. www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening and taking care of business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Currently 27 degrees in Flemington, New Jersey. And as I look at the extended forecast out 10 days, we will not get above 34 degrees for the next 10 days. So the chill is here. Time to bring out a couple extra blankets or a couple extra puppies to sleep with you in the bed and keep you warm and toasty at night. One thing I forgot to mention in the preview earlier was... Tonight, at Crown Trophy at 33 Rayville Avenue in Flemington, we are hosting a Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce card club. Also invited are the members of the Flemington Business Improvement District. So this is your chance to network with some of the key business people here in town within the county here. Last year, we had about 80 people come, and it was a great time. So the way it's going to work is when you come in, you'll sign in with the chamber, and then we've broken into four stations. The first station, or what we're calling quarter number one, is your opportunity to guess the winner of the Super Bowl. You have to guess the winner and the correct score. Get that right, and on Monday you'll have a $50 Visa gift card. Quarter number two, or the second station, is your opportunity to have your picture taken with the Super Bowl trophy from Super Bowl 21 when the New York Giants won. It's all polished up. I've been polishing that thing for about an hour this morning. Got about another half hour to go to get this thing all bright and shiny. So we will have the Super Bowl trophy for some picture taking. And then we also have, in honor of the fact that we are about 25 days away from the Daytona 500, we've dusted off and we're bringing out Jeff Gordon's third Winston Cup from his 1998 championship. Jeff Gordon recently announced that he is retiring at the end of this upcoming season. So we're going to bring out Jeff's Winston Cup. Opportunity for race fans to get their picture taken with that piece of hardware. And then halftime, of course, it's time to eat. We're going to go get some food, picking that up this afternoon over at ShopRite, some sandwiches, some chips, dips, and all that, veggie plate, and a mozzarella and tomato assortment. So there'll be a lot of good food for you. We're calling this Hunterdon County's biggest tailgate. The third quarter is a competition where we're going to set up a trophy in parts, and it's your job to put it together. You'll be shown once how to do it, then you have to do it. We have the stopwatch, and the winner of that will win a prize as well. And then the fourth quarter station, we've done something different this year. We designed, similar to Bruce Springsteen's album Greetings from Asbury Park, we designed a t-shirt, Greetings from Flemington, New Jersey. And each letter has a different picture of different scenes from within the borough of Flemington. So this is your opportunity for the first 30 people that want to take advantage of this. They're going to cost $10. Your opportunity to make your own t-shirt. We've got all the templates set up. Now all you have to do is heat press it on, and then you'll be ready to go. So that'll be the fourth quarter. And on your way out at the conclusion of the game, some of our hostesses, we've hired some one of our employees' daughters and some of her friends. They're going to give you a goodie bag, and in that goodie bag will be a calendar, a catalog, a hand sanitizer. You might get a USB charger. You might get a microfiber. So there's a lot of goodies in the goodie bag. So you want to join us tonight for the Card Club, 5:30 to 7:30 at Crown Trophy in Flemington. And that's at 33 Rayville Avenue. Don't forget, you should call the Chamber of Commerce and register and let them know that you're coming. So by all means, take care of that. Well, as a business owner, how many times have you said, I don't have any budget for professional PR services? Well, here are some tips that entrepreneurs can use to rustle up their own publicity until they can afford someone to do it for them. And the fact is, you don't need big budgets to generate publicity. All you need is a little time, planning, and creativity. If your creative juices aren't flowing or you're feeling stuck, bring together your team, your family, your friends, and other colleagues to brainstorm ideas. And also, keep a file of ideas or an ongoing list on your phone or other device to refer to throughout the year. There are many ways to generate publicity for your small business, but here are three to get you started. Number one is support a worthy cause. Now, giving back to the community and getting involved in a cause that is important both to you and your business is a win-win for both the charity and your business. To get started, identify a cause that you want to support and then contact the organization to determine their specific needs. Once you decide how you will support a particular charity, share it across your various communications channels, company website, social media, emails, company newsletter, even a display in your lobby area or showroom. Be sure to take photos to include with a press release and other written communications at the end of the project. Number two, share your expertise. As a business owner, you're an expert in your field, so share some of the experiences that you've had to help others generate business in their fields and to spread the word about what you do. You can host a seminar, a training session, a webinar, or other similar educational event. And this can be done solo or with other experts who want to be a part of a program. Once you've determined the type of program you want to hold, write a press release and other communication pieces, an event invitation, information for your website, e-blast to your connections, social media posts, etc., so that you can get the word out. Just be sure you're giving plenty of lead time for pre-promotion. And finally, go outside the box. Don't limit your story to just your business and your expertise. Go outside the box to share something more about yourself. Perhaps it's a particular volunteer endeavor, a hobby, or a passion. By reading publications, both print and digital, and blogs, listening to the radio, watching the news, and staying connected on social media, you may see that a particular reporter or blogger covers a topic or area that would be a good fit for you. If so, then reach out to that person, introduce yourself, and briefly explain why you would be a good fit for what they cover. Whatever you decide to do, be sure to allow enough time to coordinate and execute your ideas. If you're hosting an event, for example, let your invitees, and especially any media, know about it well in advance, and make sure your plan is attainable and fits in with your other goals and commitments. Now, when I was getting ready to do that story, I thought about when we had Tom and Russ in from the Success Communications Group in Parsippany as guests on the show. And, of course, there's an open invitation to those gentlemen to come back and join us again because so many businesses struggle with that. I think I mentioned last week on the program when I asked 10 other Crown Trophy stores what their marketing efforts were, no hands went up, no volunteers. They didn't do marketing, and they were wondering why business had stagnated. And I remember Tom from Success, he had said that sometimes even something as small as a flyer tucked into someone's windshield is a form of marketing. So it doesn't have to be elaborate. You don't have to spend $4.5 million on a 30-second commercial like the folks will be doing on Sunday for the Super Bowl. It just has to get your message out. Tell who you are, where you are, and what you do. I was talking with my son the other day, and we're thinking about possibly doing a direct mail postcard with a coupon attached to it. But this way we know we're getting into people's homes. You know, it's easy to ignore an email or a radio commercial or a TV commercial. But, you know, this way we know we're at least appearing in your mailbox. Now, it may end up in the bottom of the garbage can, or it may be tacked to the refrigerator in the hopes that you'll have a need someday. But for right now, we're going to try it and see what happens. But it's just another form of marketing. And again, any form of marketing, anytime you can get the word out is a great way for you to be promoting your business. And of course, it goes back to what I said on show number one 3 years ago, rule number one in business, always be promoting. Now, we may not all be millionaires. Obviously, we all strive to be at some point. But there are five things that millionaires do consistently that maybe if we adopt some of their habits, will get us closer to that end goal. Now, all of us know that money can't buy happiness, yet money is helpful. Money provides you the capability of continuing to do what you enjoy. The work you're doing on a day-to-day basis ought to be what you enjoy doing. In order to have the ability to continually do what you enjoy, you must have the ability to earn an income doing it. That's why I believe money actually is very valuable and has its place in being happy. The key includes earning this income from doing what you enjoy rather than earning what money getting stressed doing something you hate. It leads us to one of the first points that we're going to talk about as the five things that millionaires do consistently. First, millionaires do what they enjoy. Now, it's an important attribute of millionaires. It's possible to be a millionaire from doing something you don't enjoy, yet you never will attain happiness. Reaching millionaire status from doing what you enjoy, on the other hand, is what it's about. Your entire journey is going to be wrapped in happiness. The important thing about doing what you enjoy is that it isn't just a saying that you repeatedly keep hearing. It really has numerous benefits. The important thing about doing what you enjoy is that you're doing something that enhances your productivity, increases your motivation, and enables you to become more focused and more energized. This has a flowing effect to every other area of your life. The energy created within yourself is going to be fed to the world, and the ones who have a similar energy are going to be drawn to you. Millionaires will set goals. Now, this is important, and I'm shocked that a majority of people don't really establish goals, either personally or professionally. I know lots of individuals will believe they've established a goal because they possess a rough idea of an outcome inside their head, yet it isn't actually an objective that has been worked completely through and actually thought out. All millionaires establish goals. They don't just stumble onto success and fortune. Millionaires possess a concise vision for what it is they hope to accomplish and how much they have a desire to earn. If you're wondering why you have not been witnessing results like you believed you might, maybe ask yourself whether the objective is clear, well thought through, and written down. Millionaires will make themselves accountable to other people. Now, millionaires will surround themselves with energizing, engaging, and supportive individuals who have the ability to keep them accountable. Becoming accountable to other people has been shown to be among the most efficient methods of remaining on task and continually productive. Do you see that if you have something in your personal diary, maybe a meeting to go to, social function to attend, or assignment which is due, you become a lot more focused, productive, and disciplined to make sure you're on time and delivering to the best of your ability? It's because you're accountable to somebody else. Now, it's normal that we don't want to let somebody else down or embarrass ourselves, and that's why we show up and give it 100%. You must surround yourself with an excellent team. Locate a group or an additional person who is able to hold you accountable, and your success will skyrocket. And finally, millionaires are proactive. It's a very straightforward one. Actually, not finally. The fourth one. It's a very straightforward one. Millionaires are proactive. As a matter of fact, millionaires take a lot of action. If the above three elements are all present, being accountable to others, having a clear goal and vision, and doing what you love, it's not too difficult to take action. The important thing is that you go on to do today what you've always done. Tomorrow, you'll get what you've always gotten. It is all about taking the measure in a new direction and then moving ahead to the goal. And finally, millionaires are constantly learning. Education is critical, as it will lead to success in any life area. Millionaires understand this and realize the importance of spending money on their continuing education to make sure they have the capabilities and knowledge to succeed. Coaching is an excellent way of investing in education. But there are additional avenues millionaires also embrace when it comes to education, like seminars, courses, or book work. We're going to step away for a news break. When we come back, three interview questions that every job seeker should know. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
This is USA Radio News. I'm Bob Kellogg. The Obama administration is signaling how infuriated it is with Israel, specifically with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, for accepting an invitation from House Speaker John Boehner to speak before Congress about the Iranian threat, according to the New York Times. The paper reports administration officials aimed verbal attacks at Israeli Ambassador Ron Dermer, who helped orchestrate the invitation. The January 19th fire that destroyed a riverfront mansion near Annapolis, Maryland, was caused by an electrical malfunction. An Arundel County Fire Chief, Alan Graves, says the malfunction sparked a fire that then spread to a drying-out Christmas tree.
The investigation team has concluded that an electrical failure ignited the combustible material in the area, which quickly spread to the Christmas tree and the furnishings.
The fire killed Don and Sandra Pyle and their four grandchildren. This is USA Radio News.
589%. 589%? That is how much more fat you could burn if you were using the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ilikehowilook.com. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. A double-blind controlled clinical study showed that the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system burned 589% more fat than exercise and dieting alone. Think how much easier it'll be to lose weight. Go to ilikehowilook.com and read the study for yourself. You swallow a small capsule at 10, another at 2, and eat a tasty collagen protein candy chew anytime you need a snack. And with that, you could burn 589% more fat. Watch the video at ilikehowilook.com to get the full story. Most people notice a curbed appetite and more energy the very first day. It's safe, all natural, there's a money-back guarantee, and they'll even send you free samples. Go to ilikehowilook.com. ilikehowilook.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business every week. I've been taking care of business, it's all right, taking care of business and working overtime, working out.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Give me about 10 more seconds. Sorry about that. A friend of mine just, and I hope he's listening, Paul Melitti, we went to college together, and he just sent me a picture from, I'm guessing, 1980. Oh, my God, I have not laughed so hard, and I apologize for the break because, and first of all, I will never post this picture, but holy cow, you know, you talk about something coming out of the closet, not coming out of the closet, but coming out of your background and past to haunt you, that picture would be it, Paul. Holy moly. Well, here's three interview questions every job seeker should know. Of course, scripted interviews are the worst. The best job interviews are kind of organic, and they follow their own direction, both from the interviewer and the interviewee. After all, what does a hiring manager most need to see in a job interview? Well, they need to see the job candidate's brain working. You're not going to see that by asking a person questions that anyone would anticipate. And I also hate the stereotypical techie interview style where they pepper you with the logical mathematical questions like how many manholes do you figure there are in Milwaukee? I love puzzles, but when I talk with adults, I don't expect to be given puzzles to solve. And I hate it on any job interview format that treats the job seeker like a puppy performing for a biscuit. That's not how you build a team. Now, when I was in recruiting, I would often interview people, and you know, I didn't mind that portion. That was something that I would end up doing at night. We called it qualifying the candidate. Now, maybe I'm a little twisted because my evenings were taken up talking to people all over the company or all over the country, but I would talk with the candidate, and we would talk, we would laugh, and I wanted to get them to open up and give me a little bit more information about themselves. I didn't want them just to, you know, tell me that they could do the job or they really wanted the job. But my boss had told me that we do whatever we have to do to get great people as our candidates. So if you have to, you know, talk to them at night or early in the morning, you do that when they're free to talk. A lot of people can't talk at work. So as employers, we have to step up our game in the recruiting process. And a great way to start it is to toss out that stale interview script. Now, as a job seeker, you have to be ready for both kinds of job interviews, the scripted as well as the unscripted, and be prepared on the unscripted one that you don't get too relaxed. You have to be ready to advance, you know, your pain hypothesis at any interview with your hiring manager, and you don't do that when you're talking with an HR screener or other intermediary. You have to have a specific question about the role, the organization's plans, and whatever else you want to know about the job. So here are three general questions as an interviewee that you can ask your hiring manager regardless of what the job description is. The first one is, What items are on your hot list? The things you most want and need to have completed and off your plate 3 months from now. Number two, what is the biggest goal for your department this year, and how would I, as a new team member, contribute to that goal? And number three, what is the biggest problem you're looking to hire someone to solve for you? All of those I used to wrap up into one neat little package and say, what do you need me to accomplish in the first 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year from day to hire? Because I wanted my candidates to know walking in on day one, rather than just sorting through the pencil drawer, what was going to be expected of them. So it was very important that they know how this department runs. And sometimes you don't get that from that scripted interview. So when you ask that type of question, a lot of times the hiring managers were just blown away because they'd never heard it before or heard it put to them in such a way. Now they had to kind of lay out, bring out the calendar and say, here's what we're doing over the course of the next year, and here's how you fit in. And a lot of times, you know, it separated the candidates from other candidates because everybody was doing that same old canned response. In interviewing, it's a new day. Your time is valuable, and your precious mojo even more so. You're an equal partner with your prospective boss in the hiring decision. You're not a supplicant. A job interview is a time and a place to see whether you have a good match or not on both sides of the table. You are perfect for the right situation, have nothing to apologize for or stress over in your resume or in yourself. You are completely perfect right now. Only the people who get you deserve you. So make sure that, you know, before you just take a job for taking a job's sake, it's the right fit. That's huge. Well, picture this. You find your seat on the plane. You stow your luggage under the seat in front of you. You buckle your seatbelt and you pretend to listen as the stewardess demonstrates the safety procedures of the aircraft. What's next? Simple. You reach in the seat back in front of you and you pull out your complimentary copy of SkyMall, the magazine, to peruse all of the items that you will never need or buy. Well, that is no longer going to happen, my friends. You see, SkyMall LLC, the well-known Arizona company whose consumer catalogs are in the seat backs of commercial airlines, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, laid off all of their Phoenix workers, and is looking to sell or auction its business assets. Phoenix-based SkyMall is a parent company of Exhibit Corp., have filed for bankruptcy protection after facing a liquidity crisis and seeing two major U.S. carriers say they were going to stop carrying the catalogs with quirky gifts. Delta Airlines stopped carrying SkyMall catalog last year, and Southwest will stop the practice this year, according to bankruptcy documents and a declaration by Scott Wiley, who's the CFO and acting CEO of Exhibit. Delta Airlines mentioned that they're no longer doing it because they found that passengers simply were not purchasing enough, and they get a certain take from each purchase. Wiley also cited the recession and competition from online retailers such as Amazon.com and eBay as hurting SkyMall's business. SkyMall had revenue of $33.7 million in 2013 and $15.8 million during the first three quarters of 2014, according to court documents. The company has debts of between $10 million and $50 million and assets of $1 million to $10 million, according to U.S. bankruptcy filings. We're extremely disappointed in this result and are hopeful that SkyMall and the iconic SkyMall brand can find a home to continue operating as SkyMall has for the last 25 years, said Wiley in a statement. John Harris, who's a Phoenix attorney representing the company, declined any further comment. The company faced a financial crisis in late 2014 and faced possibility of missing payroll. Court documents show SkyMall tried to obtain new capital infusions but was unable to, prompting the laying off of 47 of its 150 workers and suspending some business operations. Before the layoff, SkyMall had 148 employees in Phoenix and two in Chicago, according to the documents. The company also employed an investment firm to see if it could sell the troubled catalog company. Now that process will go through the federal bankruptcy court. Court documents show airlines are among the largest creditors to SkyMall. American Airlines and its merger partner U.S. Airways are owed more than $1.6 million, Delta $1.5 million, and Southwest $388,000. Exhibit bought SkyMall in 2013. The former also has business links in Bosnia, where it is also liquidating another company. Arizona State Senator Bob Worsley founded SkyMall in 1990. The company is known for its airline catalog and quirky gifts such as dog raincoats, travel pillows, life-size Yoda dolls, Green Bay Packers bird baths, the ring necklace from Lord of the Rings, and the Harry Potter wands. But we talked about interviewing before. Now the question is, how do you stay calm during a job interview? And of course, we all know that job interviews are stressful, and hiring managers and recruiters can understand a little bit of that anxiety and some stress, but being too stressful can prevent showing your true nature and professionalism. As a result, you may end up not getting the offer. Also, some hiring managers and recruiters think that if you are too nervous in a job interview, then you can't handle the pressure when you are doing your actual job. Therefore, you need to learn how to control yourself during an interview. Now, you can find tips for staying calm during job interviews in a number of places, but here's just a few. And don't forget that if you stay calm, you can show your confidence and reflect your true self to the others and increase your chance of getting the offer. First of all, go in prepared. Do your homework before the interview and research the job responsibilities, the company, and its cultures. Go there knowing why you want the job so that when you go in, you can express that to the employer. Make a mock interview with a friend or with yourself in a mirror and cover the possible interview topics. Also, make a list of questions to ask the interviewer. You can help from get help online by just Googling best questions to ask during interviews. Plan ahead. Print out copies of your resumes a few days before. Don't wait until the day of the interview. Prepare your clothes and make sure they're ironed. Get at least 8 hours of sleep the night before. Plan your travel route to the interview location and try to arrive there 15 to 20 minutes early. Never, ever, ever be late to an interview. Number three, listen. Be an active listener and answer what is being asked of you. Don't answer the question just to answer it or to talk about something totally different from what is being asked. Don't cut the interviewer off while he or she is talking, and remember that an interview is a two-way conversation. It is not an inquiry. Therefore, give yourself a break and take the time to listen to the interview or to the interviewer. And finally, think positively. Think positively and don't try to second-guess what the interviewer is thinking about you. Thinking positively will help you relax, and as a result, you can focus on your skills and accomplishments much easier. Show your strengths and reflect on the key points about yourself to state why you are a great fit for the job. Currently 12:42, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Great story coming up on why so many business owners are turning to online business loans. We'll have that story for you when we come back. And again, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com. Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Hi, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, you have probably already gathered a lot of information. In a way, that is a little like taking a drink of water out of a fire hose in that you're no longer thirsty and at the same time are a little overwhelmed by all of the information that you have found. This is where I can be of help. As a local real estate market specialist, I can help you by understanding your objectives, showing you how to assemble that information that you've already found, supplementing it with highly accurate and timely data that I have access to, and assisting you in developing a strategy to turn your objectives into reality. Let's start by spending a few minutes over the telephone. Please give me a call at 908-238-0118 to get that process started. If you are considering buying or selling a house this year, we should be talking now. Once again, this is Joe Peters at Weikert Realtors at 908-238-0118. And you could also visit my site at my first initial J, my last name, Peters.com.
Do you need a great sign to promote your business or organization? Signs by Crown of Flemington is your local professional sign shop and can provide you with high-quality banners, lawn signs, vehicle graphics, pop-up displays, window graphics, wall lettering, magnets, and much more. Signs by Crown can help you with the design, layout, creation, and installation of your signs. Signs by Crown is located inside Crown Trophy at 33 Rayville Avenue in Flemington. Remember, if you have something to say, say it with a sign from Signs by Crown.
The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HunterdonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterdon County, New Jersey.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot, with you for about another 15 minutes, and then I got to scoot and skedaddle and get ready for tonight's card club at Crown Trophy of Flemington. I got to go pick up the food, the beer, the wine, the ice, the soda, the water, all kinds of stuff on my list today as we get ready to host the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce Card Club, a great networking event. And, of course, if you're a member of the business or the Flemington Business Improvement District or the Chamber of Commerce, you're invited to attend. Don't forget to call the Chamber and register. Let them know you're coming. Look forward to seeing everybody out there tonight. Well, there's a trend going on in business where many business owners are turning to online business loans. Now, financing has always been a challenge for business owners, and it's only become more difficult since the recession started in 2008. Traditional lenders like banks and credit unions collectively moved upstream to focus on bigger businesses and bigger loans. Meanwhile, for many small businesses, access to financing became nearly impossible. As a result, online lenders are quickly going from alternative to mainstream, and here are three major reasons why. First, there's higher approval rates with the online lenders. Online lenders look at businesses differently than traditional lenders do, which usually leads to a higher approval rate. Now, while banks often focus on an owner's personal credit score when they make decisions, online lenders focus on things like cash flow, business credit, and other data to evaluate the health of a business. OnDeck, for instance, considers over 2,000 data points to determine if a business is a good fit. Credit score is only one of them. "We went to our bank and they just didn't care," says OnDeck customer Jay Fine, who is the owner of One Call Support Services. "They treated us like we were too small and didn't want to lend money to anyone who really needed it." The second reason people go online is for a faster and easier process. Now, nothing about getting a traditional small business loan is quick. Traditional lenders often take weeks or even months to make a decision, and that can be problematic if you're trying to ramp up for a new contract or take advantage of a short-term opportunity to buy inventory at a discount. The good news is that many online lenders can approve a loan application within a few hours and deliver the funds within 24 to 48 hours. Technology makes the process quick and seamless for borrowers, which saves them a significant amount of time and hassle. And the third factor is convenience and better customer service. Online doesn't always mean impersonal. Many online lenders are working to mimic Amazon's model of personalized and attentive customer service. For example, OnDeck customers receive 6-day-a-week customer service support and can talk to a real person when they have questions. They can also access their accounts online to check balances or access and apply for additional funds. OnDeck's A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau demonstrates how much the company values customer service. Richard Carrillo, who is the owner of the Mystic Florist, has been a professional florist for 30 years. "Our relationship with OnDeck is perfect for us," says Carrillo. "I don't need to go into a branch office to make adjustments to my line of credit. I can do it online. It's flexible to fit my needs, and I feel like I'm in total control." Valuing access, speed, and convenience. For business owners, time and money are incredibly valuable resources, and that's why higher approval rates, a quicker, easier process, convenience, and better customer service are turning more and more borrowers to online lending as a way to finance and grow their small businesses. Currently 12:49, you're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. And I wanted to go over another story here as we roll through the script. Just wanted to make sure we have enough time to cover it adequately. 7 tips to becoming an extraordinary manager. Now, it's easy to talk about being an employee, looking for work, getting the job, and then obviously you have to do the job so that you can stay in it. But there are 7 tips on how you can become an extraordinary manager. So how do you get your people to perform? Now, by being the best manager that ever happened to them would be an easy answer. The very top leaders drive bottom-line results for a company because they work hard to improve the lives of their employees. Being a boss is hard. Being an extraordinary boss is even harder. But it's work with a high return on investment. And to be an extraordinary manager, you must commit to daily behaviors that create and foster your employees' engagement. Engaged employees are more productive and motivated. They produce higher quality work, take fewer sick days, and stay with your company longer. So what is the impact of employee engagement? Gallup has been measuring the impact of employee engagement in an ongoing multi-year study. And their research includes over 25 million employees across geographies and industries. In Gallup's study, business units that ranked in the top 25% of their organizations for employee engagement showed 22% higher profitability, 21% higher productivity, 10% higher customer satisfaction, 37% lower absenteeism, 48% fewer safety incidents, and 41% fewer quality incidents or defects in manufacturing. In order to facilitate an environment with employees who are truly engaged, you need to get intentional about creating an amazing company culture. The good news is that there are many things you can put in place to develop an environment where people are genuinely happy and productive. So here are seven tips to becoming an extraordinary manager. Number one, remember your company's big picture. Exceptional managers have a strategic mindset, and you ensure that the activities of your department are firmly aligned with broader initiatives. Identify the strengths of your team, and then leverage these to accomplish specific goals. Align your team by helping them work together effectively and letting them know how their work contributes to the big picture. By supporting your employees, you help them succeed, thus driving overall performance. You want to manage people and not commodities. The people who work for you are not merely cogs in a machine to drive production. They are individuals who have their own dreams, goals, and drivers. And if you add more resources to support them, your people will thrive. So do everything you can to nurture purpose, learning, and a sense of accomplishment in your team, and your people will pay you back with their commitment and high performance. Empower people to make decisions. Remarkable managers know their role is to expedite people's abilities to do their jobs. They give them the tools and the techniques to expand their thinking and solve issues with big ideas. So you want to create an environment where creativity and problem solving is part of daily conversations. Enable your employees with the power to improve their departments and their team. Your company will thrive when you develop leaders who rise from the inside. Number four, recognize people's contributions. This is one where most employers fall woefully short. Your employees create, build, sell, support, and produce the things that your customers buy. So recognize your people for their contributions, both large and small. It can be as small as a few words like, hey, nice job, Jane. Or it can be a more formal recognition by publicly acknowledging a team member at a meeting or company event. When people feel appreciated for their efforts, they become happier and more engaged. Number five, mentor your team. Extraordinary leaders provide coaching to get employees past hurdles. You can integrate learning and development as a core component of each job position. Apportion time and dollars towards personal growth so that all of your employees become stronger in their abilities. Set up a regular weekly 30-minute check-in with your people to help them celebrate wins and overcome stucks. Ask them, how can I support you? And on a regular basis, help your staff understand how their actions contribute to the overall company vision of profitability. And finally, number six, set collaborative goals and review the progress. Now, Teresa M. Beale and Stephen Kramer surveyed hundreds of workers in a variety of settings across a multi-year study. The number one thing employees said they needed to feel happy at their job was to see that they were making progress. As a leader, you can help people by setting meaningful goals for your department and for their position, and then involve your people in determining how they will accomplish their objectives. Give them a way to measure their activities and endpoints that demonstrate successes. Being an extraordinary manager entails inspiring your employees to reach for greatness. Commit to putting the above behaviors and systems in place, and your employees will become more engaged and loyal. They will do their work with pride and increase their dedication to your business and customers. Remarkable leadership is easily within your reach, and you can begin to bolster your team's performance immediately. As a result of creating a supportive workplace with employees who are engaged in their company, your business will grow, and people will respect you for your ability to be a remarkable leader. So some great advice there on how to be a better manager, a better leader, and hopefully if there's some shortcomings that you found when you were hearing that, you'll take some actions necessary to correct them. And the best part is, and a lot of managers, owners, etc., always seem to fail because they think that the employees owe them more just because they're getting a paycheck. Sometimes if you give a little back, you'll get a lot more out of it as a result. Taking a quick look at sports in the NFL, the Super Bowl takes place this Sunday night in Phoenix, Arizona, between the defending Super Bowl champions, the Seattle Seahawks, and the New England Patriots. In college basketball, Kentucky holds the top spot, followed by Virginia, Gonzaga, Duke, and Wisconsin. Arizona, Villanova, Notre Dame, Kansas, and Louisville round out the top 10. Duke coach Mike Krzyzewski scored his 1,000th career win on Sunday against St. John's. In NASCAR news, after 23 years, my favorite driver Jeff Gordon has announced he plans to retire after the 2015 season. Gordon has a career record of 92 wins, third all-time, 320 top fives, 454 top tens, and 77 poles. In the NHL, earlier this morning, former New Jersey Devils great Martin Brodeur announced his retirement from hockey, and he will join the St. Louis Blues organization front office. Brodeur retires as the NHL all-time leader in games played at 1,266, wins at 691, and shutouts at 125. He won 3 Stanley Cups with the Devils, the Calder Trophy, and 4 Vezina trophies, number 30, hanging him up. Currently 12:56, you're listening to Taking Care of Business, and just a reminder that tonight, if you're a member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce or the Flemington Business Improvement District, please call the Chamber and register to join us for the January Card Club, which will be held at my store, Crown Trophy of Flemington. We're going to have everybody back in the warehouse production area. It's where we have the most space. There'll be great opportunities for you to network with folks and exchange business cards and leads, and then enjoy some food, some contests, and hopefully win some prizes. So we're looking forward to having everybody out there for that. And then on Sunday, obviously enjoy the Super Bowl. Let's put Deflategate behind us and just enjoy the game. And, of course, enjoy the commercials. That's, for a lot of people, that's what it's all about. And don't forget, if you get a chance, pay particular attention to the Lost Dog Budweiser commercial, but make sure that you have your tissues handy when you do. What else? Oh, last night. Now, on the program, I've mentioned several times that my kids have raced go-karts and that I'm one of the parent leaders for the Somerset County 4-H Go-Kart Club. There's a new show on True TV called Kart Life, and it follows young go-karters from across the country as they compete all over the country. And yesterday they were in South Bend, Indiana. They were in New York. And it was amazing to me the difference between our little club and these folks. You know, they're pulling up in $100,000 motorhomes. They've got, you know, 30-foot-long trailers with 3 or 4 carts in them and 27 tires, 17 motors. And I was just amazed at the level of competition these kids are at. Of course, every parent thinks that, you know, their son or daughter will be the next Danica Patrick or the next Tony Stewart or Jeff Gordon. It was just amazing to watch. So if you get a chance on Wednesday nights, I believe it's at 10 o'clock, watch the show Kart Life. And, you know, we always, a lot of times people get a bad rap, you know, if you're the baseball parent or the soccer parent or something like that, that you're too intense. If you want to see intense parenting as it relates to coaching your kids, watch this show. I was absolutely amazed. So, Russ, set the DVR. Make sure you're watching that. And then after you watch next week's episode, give me a call and let me know what you think. It was pretty interesting to watch. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today, and I always end the program with some great advice that I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your lives as well when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I'm your host, Jim Gano. This has been another edition of Taking Care of Business. If you have ideas for an upcoming programming topic or guest, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook. I'll talk to you again next week for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business. And working overtime. Work out.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi, and Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318.